Hello everyone, a warm welcome to you all to the Doctor's Day special episode of Know It to Beat It by HCG, the specialist in cancer care. I have today with me Dr. Chandrani Malik, medical oncologist at HCG Eco Cancer Center, Kolkata. Hello, doctor.
Hello, good morning. So, good morning to all the listeners also.
Hi, so first of all, a very happy Doctor's Day to you.
Thank you.
So, I mean, we all understand, we all feel it. I mean, being a doctor is not that easy. Tight schedules, stress, burden from pandemic, I mean, whatnot. And there's a lot in the plate, you know, there's a lot in the plate. And this year, I mean, this past year and a half or two have been challenging. So we thought, I mean, why not celebrate this Doctor's Day by lightening up the mood a little bit? You know, let's touch upon the untouched. Let's, you know, sneak a little into your life. So we have planned a not so serious conversation for today. This is you know, unlike our regular episodes. So we'll be asking you a few light-hearted questions, including one from your pre-medicine days, and we'd like to know your answers for that.
Right. Sure. Okay, I think it's a very, very nice idea. I think, yeah, we can start. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, the first thing, I'm sure a lot of enthusiasts, would have definitely asked you this. How did you decide to become a medical oncologist?
Okay. So, what happened is that we all know that after doing our MBBS, like our bachelor's, we need to give a entrance to get into some specialization. So what happened is that I was a bit keen on oncology at that moment, because we all know that oncology is a fast growing field. Like, it's a kind of science which is growing very fast with new technologies, new treatments. So whatever we saw 20 years back in treatment of cancers has dramatically changed in the last few years, and especially medical oncology, which deals with more advanced cancers, with systemic treatments, chemotherapy, targeted therapy, and the newly evolving immunotherapy. So with this, treatment of cancer has received a huge change. So I actually wanted to be in this field because I felt it's more challenging, and definitely by saving lives, by creating smiles, by giving more quality to our patients, it was much more rewarding. And that's how I came into this field of oncology. And we know that all oncologists have a very deep desire to change the cause, the disease of the patients, and also to give them better quality of life, good palliation. And probably this was my main motivation for considering oncology as my career.
That's lovely. So, I mean, I'm sure you must have had, some role model during our early days, you know, when you started generating your interest in oncology. Or, I mean, it was out of your own interest that, you know, you thought to pursue medical oncology further.
Not fully my early, that's a little bit personal, but no, don't mind sharing. But my father was also a doctor. So what happened is that he also suffered from cancer and died with cancer. So at that time, that idea dawned into my mind that I would like to go on serving such patients or people who have this kind of trauma and problems in life. So that very early age, I had thought about going to oncology. And till today, whenever I see patients, I try to see my own person in that patient so that I can serve them better, rather than thinking only like a doctor. So that is how that motivation came into me.
Very sorry to hear about your loss.
No, that's okay. But it's really, it's a way how I developed this whole thing of going into oncology. Yeah.
I mean, that motivation is different. I mean, it's unmatchable.
Yeah.
So, I'll try to go back to your college days, when you were pursuing your medicine or when you were pursuing your specialization. So, I mean, yeah. What kind of student were you? You were a studious student. You were a student who loved sports, who loved to get engaged in the cultural activities. I mean, how was you?
Well, I was a bit of a mix of everything. Not a typical studious, bookish person sitting in the libraries and reading the whole day. But I probably was more into cultural, because I used to pursue music and used to sing in all the freshers and the programs in college. So that's how people used to come to know me more rather than studying only. So that was my chief, like, I should say hobby, and has been through all these years. So since I was in UK or wherever I've been, I've tried to pursue this throughout. So probably music was my main passion.
Lovely. I mean, it's really soothing. It just takes everything
it
away.
It is, yeah.
So, I mean, next curious question, which, I mean, all professionals, all of us, whichever domain we belongs to, I mean, some of us, you know, initial days would like to be something and then decide in the course of time. So, what was your thought? I mean, if not doctor, what would you like to become if you go back to those days?
Yeah. So, to be very honest, from my very early days, because I saw my father and grew up with him, so from the age of 4 years, I had planned to be a doctor. That was the probably the most boring idea at that age. I didn't choose anything interesting, but obviously anything else, if it have come to my mind, I would have gone into more of like a bit of cultural music, art or dance, so a bit of different kind of profession rather than being a doctor. But that was also always my second choice.
So, I mean, you are a trained singer otherwise.
Not trained, yeah, I've learned, but I do try to pursue mainly Bengali as well as Hindi here.
Wow. So, I mean, during your free time, whenever you get a little, what kind of music genre do you listen to?
Usually, I listen to Bengali music. In Bengali, I use Rabindra Sangeet. I hear that more. But I'm very fond of Bollywood music. So, not only the new ones. I like hearing all the songs in the 80s and 90s, and typical Kumar Sanu and those kind of songs. I do enjoy hearing them because I was a child at that time. So, very sweet memories with those songs.
Yeah, those were the golden era. I mean, there was golden era of Indian music.
Music was really good at that time.
Any favorite song which just comes to your mind moment you think and sit and you just want to relax, you want to hum?
So I think those songs from the two main films, like, which I feel are good to hear too. That was Aashiqui and I should say Kal Hona Ho. So there are quite a few. But the songs from these films, again, all they are Rahman ones, like Roja and Bombay, all of them.
He's a legend, So, on this occasion of Doctor's Day, any message that you would like to give to the students or, you know, budding doctors for them to follow?
Okay, so what I would like to say is that, say 20 years back, medicine was a very lucrative profession. All parents used to want their children to become doctors. But now that we are kind of diversifying profession into different fields, so generally we have a lot of other options. And moreover, what we see is that in India, we see a lot of violence and harassment of doctors. And that's how the new generation is probably getting very, very dismayed and obviously very frightened of whether to become a doctor. But I would like to say that in spite of all these diversities, even in this growing field of lucrative professions, the glamour of medicine has not lost and will never lose forever. Because it is still the most noble profession of saving lives, relieving pain and sufferings, and obviously the source of happiness that you get when your patients actually come and tell you that they are getting better. Probably that's much, much more expensive and much more like a big achievement compared to a lot of money. So obviously, I think we should still think it as a good profession. Definitely the society is changing, but if we can change ourselves, if we can be compassionate to our patients, probably we can bring about a change.
That's so true. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Doctor. I mean, it was fun learning a little more about you, and I'm sure our listeners enjoyed the session too. And thank you so much once again. Wish you a very happy Doctor's Day.
Okay. Thank you. Take care.
So, ladies and gentlemen, that's a wrap-up for this episode. We will be back soon with another interesting episode. Till then, take very good care of yourself and keep listening to Know It to Be It. Thank you so much.
Adding life to years.